Everybody in the whole town talked about the precious cloth. At last, the emperor wished to see it himself, while it was still in the loom. With a number of courtiers, he went to the two clever swindlers, who now worked as hard as they could, but without using any thread. "What is this?" thought the emperor. "I do not see anything at all. That is terrible. Am I stupid? Am I unfit to be emperor? That would be indeed be the most dreadful thing that could happen to me." "Really," he said, turning to the viewers, "your cloth has our most gracious approval," and nodding continually, he looked at the empty loom, for he didn't like to say that he saw nothing. All his attendants, who were with him, looked and looked, and although they couldn't see anything more than the others, they said, "Like the emperor, it is very beautiful," and all advised him to wear the new magnificent clothes at a great procession which was soon to take place. "It is magnificent, beautiful, excellent," one heard them say. Everybody seemed to be delighted, and the emperor appointed the two swindlers imperial court weavers.